So I'm married for last 23 years to the same man.
Awesome.
Have two boys, 18 and 13. Awesome. Freshman to Cornell this year.
Excellent.
He's studying double majors, economics and computers.
That's Sue Madan. She, along with her husband, own and operate a comfort care home care agency in Canton, Massachusetts. You can really tell just by listening to Sue's voice that she's a wonderful person, very friendly, and very family-oriented. She is just the person you would want in running a home care agency. We're going to talk with Sue and how to help you find a caregiver for your family loved one as we continue the series with Episode 30 of Raising Rents.
Hello, rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day, she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents Podcast. By the way, this show is made possible with the support of Comfort Care. Comfort Care is a national home care provider, and they truly do help you live your best life possible. Welcome back to the show if you're a listener of Raising Rents Podcast, and welcome if you're new to the show. I'm glad you found us. In our previous episodes, 26 and 27, we discussed hiring home care to help you care for a family loved one so that they can continue to live at home independently and safely. Home care is day 17 of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging adult. Recently, I was at Comfort Care's national conference and had the opportunity to talk to quite a few owners and operators of Comfort Care home care agencies from all over the continent. I want to share some great tips these passionate providers share with me that come from the experience of hiring many caregivers. Sue continues about her family and how it shaped who she is today.
I grew up in India, where there's a lot of family support, neighbors, friends, family. So there was no thing as called as a nursing home. So it was my grandfather lived at home, passed away at home at 99 years of age. So coming to this country was, when I saw it, was a little bit foreign for me. So I just basically had the good step into this culture.
I asked Sue to describe for us, what is it she does? Once again, her natural tendency and instinct is to think about family.
It's just getting an extra family member. Like I would say, like we are like another daughter who is not available to stay at home with dad or mom at that time.
I asked Sue, what are the basic minimal requirements needed to place a caregiver in your home?
I would always go through an agency instead of getting somebody private. There are two reasons. One is like you have to make sure that the person who's coming into your home is vetted. He has some insurance so that you are not responsible for if that person gets injured in your home and you are not liable for paying for workman's comp or there any of the medical expenses. They are coded, they are screened, and somebody who's compassionate, loving, and know what they are doing.
So some of these things are black and white. Either you have documented evidence of insurance and background checks or not. But what about compassion? How the heck do you hire for that? I asked Sue, how do you know if someone has compassion?
You'll know. Like if you're going through an agency, you'll know. For me, it's like when the first person, when they walk in to the office, how did they greet you? Did they look you in the eye? Did you shake your hands well with you? Were they smiling?
What about the agencies themselves? What should you do to make sure you have a good agency?
Check with a few of the referral sources they're working with. Check with the local COAs, COAs, the Council of Aging, how their reputation with that. Are they doing something in the town other than just providing care? Maybe ask for references from their present clients.
I asked Sue from her experience, what is something to make children of aging parents aware of?
Some of the things is like, I know emergencies happen, and like mom and dad had a fall, which you can't predict. But sometimes some things can be prevented. Like that fall could have been prevented if you knew or somebody could have been there to watch. Being proactive.
When I asked Sue about a tip for you, the listener, once again, she goes back to what is very important for her, and that's family. She also stresses, if you're not careful, you can suffer from caregiver burnout, which I personally have seen many times with the families I have worked with over the years.
So if you are a child who's taking care of their parents, it's great. But don't be the only sole caregiver for your parents, because it's a burnout job. You want to be the son or the daughter and not just a caregiver. So take some time to be the daughter and not just the caregiver. Your parents will enjoy that, and you would enjoy that. And it's not that you have to have somebody there 24/7. Even just taking like a 4 or 5 hour break and just being the daughter will make your relationship with your parents much more better, because sometimes getting that mom to go take a shower or change can be a struggle with you, whereas somebody else coming in and doing that and you just going there to be the daughter is much more.
Join us on the next episode, where we continue this series on how to hire a caregiver to help you care for your family loved one. Thank you for listening to the Raising Rents podcast. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrents.com, and click on the contact tab. Let us know about any topics that you may want covered. You can also find the show notes and references to anything we talked about on the website. Until we talk again, remember, our parents raised us. The least we could do is help raise them. Talk to you later.